a little while. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, children, today is a ferial day, now that we've finished the octave of St. Joseph, and we're having the Mass from Sunday, which often doesn't get talked about too much, because we think about St. Joseph on the third Sunday after Easter each year. That's St. Joseph's Sunday. But it's a beautiful gospel, and even during the ferial days of Easter time, when there's no particular saint's day, I mean, we are still rejoicing and very happy, and today you'll sing the Gloria at the Mass, because all of these days through Pentecost, we celebrate our Lord's resurrection from the dead. And very often, we have a gospel taken from our Lord's long talk that he had with the apostles at the Last Supper, and that's in St. John's Gospel. And so today our Lord is talking about a little while and you shall not see me, means in just a little while they're going to arrest me and put me to death and you won't see me. And again, a little while and you shall see me, meaning to just be 3 days though, he will rise again from the dead. And he's explaining that to the apostles, and of course, they're all distracted and they're not really listening, and they don't understand what our Lord is talking about, but that's all right. Later on, they do understand. That's one of the reasons we have the same Gospels year after year, so that we can understand them more and more. A little while. Once upon a time, there was a Persian king, and this king had a son who was his prince and heir, and he wanted a wonderful gift for his son for his 16th birthday, and decided to give him a ring, a beautiful golden ring, and on the ring he had engraved in ancient Persian letters that phrase from the gospel, a little while. In the Latin, it's just one word, modicum, but I have no idea how you would say it in Persian. Well, the prince was very proud of his gift because it came from his father, who was the emperor of all of Persia, but he didn't understand what the inscription meant. Sometimes he looked at it, he wore it proudly, but never quite grasped its meaning. Later on, as he got to be a little bit older, there was a war. There's always a war. And he went off to the war, and he fought next to his father, and he was severely wounded with an arrow. And his recuperation took weeks and weeks, and he was in a lot of pain. And sometimes he looked at the ring, and he would read the inscription, a little while, and he would think to himself, well, in a little while, I'll be better. And indeed, the weeks passed, and he did get better. Sometime after that, when he was of age, his father arranged a marriage for him to a beautiful princess. And in the midst of all of his joy and happiness, he looked at his ring, and he thought to himself, does this mean it will just last a little while? And as a matter of fact, for him it did. Because soon thereafter, his beautiful bride died. But then his father died as well, a little while. And he became the king. And on his coronation day, there he was in his gorgeous robes of state and a big, heavy golden crown on his head. And he saw the thousands of people doing him obeisance before him. And he thought to himself, this empire, all of the power that I have, that will pass away in just a little while. Finally, when the time came for him to die, it was many years later, but it seemed to pass very quickly. When it came time for him to die, he looked at himself in his bed, and now he was old and he was weak, and he looked at his ring that he had received so many years before. A little while, and this old body of mine will pass away, and indeed, so it happened. Children, the whole of our life is just a series of little whiles. That's why if something is really bad today and really bothering you, don't make a big fuss about it. Oh, you'll be a little upset maybe, of course, but remember, it will only last a little while. And if you have maybe a terrible temptation to commit a sin and that's all you can think about, Well, don't take it too seriously. It will pass too. You don't have to commit the sin just because you're tempted to. Just let it go. In a little while, it will pass. The only thing that doesn't pass is your soul, which is eternal. And that's why we must always give to God the things of God. Reading today's sermon story reminded me of one of the saints that we have today, and his name is Saint Ignatius of Lacconi, and he was a Capuchin or a Franciscan brother, and his father had the opposite idea of a little while. This is what happened. When he was born, he was very sick. His parents were very pious, and they dedicated him to Saint Francis. And later on, as he was growing up, the boy himself, Ignatius, well, he almost died, and he promised Saint Francis that if he got better, he would become a Franciscan, as his mother had dedicated him at his birth. But he was very useful to his father by now. His father had a big farm, and he needed all hands on deck. And so his father said to Ignatius, he said, "Boy, you made the promise, sure, but a little while or a long while, it doesn't make any difference. After all, God is in eternity, not in time. So there's no rush. You didn't promise a particular day. But in the meantime, I need you to help me with my herd of cattle." One day he was riding out to inspect the cattle, and his horse bucked suddenly and then started racing very, very quickly. And he thought to himself, "The horse will throw me and I will die." And just at that moment, the horse on his own slowed down again and everything was quiet. He knew that was a sign from God that it was time for him to fulfill his vow and pay the promise he made to Saint Francis. And he entered the monastery. He had a hard time in the monastery, though, because he was still weakly and sick, and he was illiterate. And the priest who was in charge of the brothers was suspicious of him, and he didn't want to let him stay. But he worked as hard as he could every day, and he resisted all temptations and prayed very hard and was very obedient, and he was allowed to take his vow. For many years, he did whatever job they gave him. Sometimes it was cooking in the kitchen or washing dishes or weaving cloth for their habits. The Franciscans is brown. But after about 20 years in the religious life, they put him out to beg, because back then, the Franciscans used to go door to door begging. Now, that's hard work, because you have to work outside in all weather, and they used to go on foot. And you never know if people would slam the door in your face with an insult or if they'd give you something. Or maybe they would want to talk to you too long at the door and you couldn't visit enough homes to gather any food to bring back again. Well, he got to be very good at begging. He was very kindly and gentle. And he would say little things, give little pieces of advice and bless the children. And pretty soon he got a reputation for healing the sick. He would just give little remedies and say, "Well, may our Lord heal you if it's God's will." And he became the well-beloved beggar friar, and they asked the beggar to come back again. In fact, some of them said, "Brother, please come to our house every day, and we promise we'll always give you something." There's only one house he never went to. It was the house of the moneylender in town, and because he charged huge rates of interest to the poor people, like some people do still today, some companies. It's called like same-day cashing of checks or payday cashing of checks. And that's called the mortal sin of usury, taking advantage of the poor. Well, Brother Ignatius would never go there. And finally, the moneylender told the superior of the monastery that everyone was talking against him and he had better send that brother to his house because he wanted to give him something too. So the superior, not knowing what was going on, said, "Brother Ignatius, now you go to the house of the moneylender like everybody else and get something to bring back to the monastery." Well, he did as he was told, and he brought his satchel back with him and he put it at the foot of the father guardian of the monastery, and he started to dump out all of the food, you know, canned peas and things like that that people give to poor people, you know. He dumped it all out, but then all of a sudden, blood came out, and there was a puddle of blood on the floor. And the Father Superior said, my son, what is the meaning of this? And he said, Father, that's the reason I never would go to that man's house. He lives off the blood of the poor. And they threw all the food away, and they never went back again. Well, that's the story of today's saint. He almost missed being a saint because he was about to follow his father's advice and not fulfill his vow. Children, let us always remember eternity. Sorrow, suffering, bad times, as well as joys, they all pass quickly. What doesn't pass away? Your soul and Almighty God. Let's keep our vows and our promises to God, especially this joyous Easter season. And when the going gets rough, just tell yourself, a little while. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.